Hello again, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans in Washington. China or India? A recent study from the World Bank has some experts believing one of the countries could become the world's largest economy this year. We will hear more about a new way to measure the size of an economy later in the program. But first, American Bill Gates is known around the world as the founder and former chairman of Microsoft Corporation. He now serves as co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The private foundation is working to end deadly diseases and poverty. Recently, Bill Gates spoke about the importance of philanthropy. The custom of giving time and money to help other people. He says philanthropy depends on innovation or new ideas for best results. Mr. Gates spoke during a visit to the American Enterprise Institute in Washington. He said his philanthropic work centers on problems that governments cannot solve effectively.
There are things in terms of trying out social programs in innovative ways that government is just, because of the way the job incentives work, they're not going to try out new designs like philanthropy can. And they're not going to have volunteer hours coming in to leverage their resources like philanthropy can.
Bill Gates said charitable giving is very important in America. One example is the university system. He said universities produce highly trained professionals who then give financial support to universities. He also said that in the United States, privately funded organizations create inventions that government cannot. He also spoke about the March of Dimes Foundation and its campaign to end polio. The foundation, he said, has paid for the development of 2 polio vaccines. Medical researcher Jonas Salk developed the first vaccine. Albert Sabin later created an oral vaccine. At the event, Mr. Gates held up one of the vaccines to show how small a treatment is.
This is the oral polio vaccine. That's 10 doses, and this thing costs $1.30, so 13 cents per kid.
In 2012, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation gave away $3.4 billion. The money went to support health research, education, and development programs in the United States and around the world. But Mr. Gates noted that philanthropy cannot provide the wider improvements in areas such as public health, education, and employment. Governments, he said, were designed to serve the whole population.
When you want to give every child in America a good education or make sure they're not starving, that's got to be government, because philanthropy isn't there day in and day out serving the entire population. It's just not of the scale or the design to do that.
Philanthropy, Bill Gates said, needs research and innovation to seek answers to society's problems. But it is government's part to work for a better society. But I don't want your... You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. Traditionally, a country's economic size is determined by the value of all the goods and services it produces. But researchers have developed a new way to measure the size of an economy. Mario Ritter has the report.
The economies of India and China could be larger than many people have thought. A new study from the World Bank now has some experts predicting that China will become the world's largest economy, by one measure, this year. The same study says that India's economy could pass Japan's as the world's third largest. To get their results, the researchers used a different way to measure the size of a nation's economy. Usually, economists measure by a country's gross domestic product, the value of all goods and services it produces. But some say a different method, called purchasing power parity, or PPP, is a better measure. It examines differences in the cost of living among nations. The report is from the International Comparison Program, which was established by the United Nations. The results are based on prices in 2011. Kamel Malahi is a professor at the University of Warwick in Britain. He says PPP provides economists with a way to compare the costs of ordinary things that people need in different countries.
You take a basket of goods, like we all buy, including milk, butter, sugar, going to the movie, price of haircut, in different countries, and they look at the cost of that in different countries.
Experts then establish a base exchange rate and use it to compare economies. The gross domestic product measure uses market-based exchange rates to compare economies. They are exchange rates paid by travelers and exporters. So the main difference between GDP and PPP is how exchange rates are computed. Greg McBride is chief financial analyst at Bankrate.com. He says PPP avoids some problems, but it is more like an estimate than a measurement.
There's a huge margin of error there that I think can really kind of throw the whole validity of the whole thing into question.
World Bank information shows that China's GDP was about $8 trillion in 2012. That was half the size of the $16 trillion U.S. economy. However, Professor Malahi says the GDP measurement underestimates developing economies.
People always said it underestimates the size of economies, developing countries and some of the emerging economies.
The economies of China and India continue to grow at rates higher than most developed economies. However, China and India rate far below other large economies when their economies are compared with their populations. I'm Mario Ritter.
And that's our program for today. Be sure to join us tomorrow for another edition of As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans. Thanks for listening.